U.S. stocks opened higher this morning after news that the European mega bank Credit Suisse would not be the next to collapse. The Swiss government helped broker a deal over the weekend to have rival UBS buy Credit Suisse for $3 billion. UBS chair Colm Kelleher spoke to investors last night.
It's a historic day in Switzerland and a day, frankly, we hoped would not come.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us now. Jill, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start with the news out of Switzerland. Swiss officials brokered a $3 billion marriage between Credit Suisse and UBS. Are there still concerns in the global banking market, among global banking investors, that this could still be a contagion, a financial contagion?
I think there are, and I think it's going to take some time for there to be some modicum of confidence and for the amount of volatility and anxiety to retreat. It's not going to happen over the course of a weekend. And I hate to wind the clock back to this time, but in 2008, there were a series of weekends that we had to endure. There was a lot in the news cycle. I'm not saying this is the same thing, but I don't think we're done yet. It's not like, oh, Credit Suisse is out of the woods. Now what's really happening is investors and regulators, I presume, are also looking out and saying, wait a second, who could be next? What are we missing here? That's what they should be doing. And I think that until that process is complete, we will not really be able to put the period behind us.
Jill, you mentioned regulators. And over the weekend, there were reports that U.S. bank regulators were concerned about Silicon Valley Bank before it went under. But are there questions about whether regulators are on the job, whether they're paying sufficient attention? Are they protecting all of us like they should?
You know, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, along with the state of California, were the regulators of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature, okay? But the question is, what did they know? When did they know it? They raised a red flag over the summer that Silicon Valley Bank had higher than average uninsured deposits. So they knew that. And they also knew that on the balance sheet of Silicon Valley Bank were treasury securities that had longer maturities, which were seeing losses. Now, the combination of those two things should have triggered some sort of red flag that would actually encourage the regulators to say to Silicon Valley Bank, hey, what are you doing about this? Maybe they did that. Maybe Silicon Valley Bank didn't respond in enough time. Maybe they should have been more on top of it. This is what's going to unfold over the days and weeks and months ahead. We are going to look at the regulations and the regulators themselves.
But as far as, I guess, investor nervousness in the banking system, is this a question a lot of people are asking beyond Silicon Valley Bank is, are the regulators watching closely enough?
Well, I mean, I think that the regulators would say they are, and we'll see. We don't know whether or not they're doing enough or whether, frankly, Silicon Valley Bank, because it had lower regulatory hurdles, did exactly what it should have done. I don't know yet. We don't have the information yet. And I think that until we have that real clear view of what the regulators are doing and the response that the banks have, that we're not going to feel confident fully until we have the answer to that question.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.